Day 13. Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind. In your great compassion, turn to me. Psalm 69, verse 18. We all want answers. One of my ways of dealing with the mysterious aspects of illness is to get more information. While knowledge can be helpful, it won't necessarily provide answers. Our bodies are amazing creations, and while modern medicine is pretty amazing, it is still more of an art than a science. My grandfather was a physician, and he was fond of saying, "Medicine is an inexact science." When I had my first attack of acute pancreatitis in 1995, the search for why began. I had blood tests, I had CT scans and MRIs. The doctor took a complete medical history, and to this day, we don't really know why it started. Yes, I'd had a bad virus the week before, and sometimes a virus will trigger pancreatitis. Yes, I had high triglycerides, so that could be the source. And yes, there was that physical anomaly, that anatomical glitch. I almost drove myself nuts trying to find an answer. Then I realized that trying to find the answer was trying to find a cure. In and of itself, that's not a bad thing. However, my own search for an answer kept leading me to miss my own life. Yes, it was a different life. It was a life whose boundaries had been enclosed by an illness. In a startling way, letting go of the need for an answer allowed for my soul to heal. A wise physician said to me, "Try to find a balance. Live your life before you lose it, and let yourself know that you live with the illness." Gracious Christ, author of wisdom, grant me the patience and the willingness to live without answers. Help me to cherish each day I am given and to savor the goodness of the life I am living. Amen.